Glitterball Podcasts. Celebrities, say goodbye to your agents because the time has come where you can no longer run nor hide from the glare of Britain's most famous house. We have 13 brand new celebrities and one very shiny house ready for some action. Celebrity-shaped action, nonetheless. It's time that we dive into a brand new season of Celebrity Big Brother. Celebrities, hold on to your contracts. You're going to need them. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Welcome to He's Always Watching, a Celebrity Big Brother podcast. Before we get into the discussion, dissection and analysis of this episode, just a reminder, I'm not judging these housemates as total people. I'm judging them off the edit we are seeing, so please be kind and don't send any hate. It's only a game show. It's not that serious. Oh my goodness. Hello, friends. It's been a minute, but I'm so excited. It's time to talk about Celebrity Big Brother. Oh my gosh, what a launch. How amazing was this very first episode? What a lineup we have. And maybe it wasn't a surprise given the slight hiccup that happened in the press just hours before launch, but there's still a lot to talk about because I have a lot of opinions about this cast, and my job in this very first impressions episode is to share them all with you. And that is exactly what we're going to do. So let's dive straight in, shall we? Our very first celebrity housemate, and I can't even believe that I am saying this, it's Sharon Osbourne! What the fuck is happening? Now, little caveat, she is the celebrity lodger, which means she's not a full housemate, and rumour has it she's only going to be with us for the week, but I say let's make the most of that damn wig because it's iconic that they even got her in the first place. So happy, so wild that I'm even saying her name in this context. Her VT was cute, she gave a bit of sass to the camera, and she seems up for the secret task that she was given, which we'll get to a little bit later on. Celebrity housemate number two was Louis Walsh. Oh my God, they have reunited them. The former X Factor judging duo is now back and judging some housemates. We'll get to that soon, I promise. Look, Louis's VT is good. I think he's going to be iconic. It's going to be a lot of fun with Louis involved. Am I worried that maybe he'll say something wrong and kind of step out of line a little bit? We'll see. Let's hope this isn't a Christopher Biggins moment, shall we? But generally speaking, I am very, very, very excited that we have both Sharon and Louis in this house together. It's so iconic. It's so iconic. And bravo to ITV for just even getting her to say yes. Moving on, though, it's celebrity housemate number three, or two, kind of. We'll go with three. It's Nikita Zuckerman from Strictly Come Dancing. Now, first of all, he's gorgeous. Second of all, that accent. Third of all, I think he's going to be a lot of fun. I like him so far. He comes across as very genuine, very sweet, very calm. I feel like he's going to have a calm energy in that house. Made a great first impression, sort of sashaying his way onto stage. I think he's going to be one to watch in this house. I like him so far. Very, very good first impression. Let's get on to celebrity housemate number four. It's only Ekin Sue. This is iconic. She is so good on The Traitors US. I actually haven't seen her original Love Island season, but I don't think that matters. The fans love her. She loves the fans. There was a really cute interaction as she was waiting for the elevator to close. This is going to be fun. And what's interesting is she's already opening up on the live feed. We saw a lovely moment between her and another housemate who we'll get to shortly. But I really like her. She made a very good first impression. And it's interesting, given the gaffe that's gone on, I actually believe the interactions between these housemates as they're wandering in. So maybe they haven't been as connected as we're led to believe. Either that, or they're very good at faking it. One of the two. Celebrity housemate number four is Colson Smith, known for being in Coronation Street. Now, look, I always think it's a bit of a gamble for an actor to step away from a prominent role like that and go into a show like this. For some, it's worked out really well. For others, not so much. So, always a risk. I like him. His VT comes across as very chilled, very personable. I think he'll be another chilled voice in this house, but I am slightly confused as to why he's going in there, if I'm honest. But he raised my eyebrows in a good way, even when we saw the leaked list that a lot has been made of. I like him a lot. Now, moving on to somebody I have a little bit of an issue with. It's celebrity housemate number six. It's Gary Goldsmith. I'm sorry, this just kind of reeks of desperation. It's like when the Markles ended up on Celebrity Big Brother Australia. I don't know. It just doesn't... It doesn't rub me the right way. He comes across as very try-hardy in his VT, and I'm not here for it. I'm like, sit down, shut up, and take your nice glasses elsewhere. That's the only thing I like about him, is his glasses. Sit down, shut up, and stop sounding like a kookaburra. Weirdly, he was also dressed like someone from Saturday Night Fever. Now, look, I'm not one to judge, because my wardrobe's quite flamboyant. But I just, like, it just reeks of desperation to me, and I'm very confused as to why you're here. And you make it sound as if you had so many other TV offers. I don't think so, sir. Sit down. Shut up. Celebrity number seven, on the other hand, is Marisha Wallace, West End and Broadway star. And you know what? She came across delightfully in her VT. What a gem she is. And I really hope that personality translates to the house. Second of all, she looked fucking phenomenal heading into that house in that beautiful tulle dress. We love to see it. Also, I just love the idea of her, as we've seen on the live feed tonight, doing normal mundane things, wearing such a ridiculous dress. It's just so, so good. That's what we live for Celebrity Big Brother for. Like, I did not think I would be sat here watching Sharon Osbourne wash up for 10 minutes today. That was not on my bingo card. Yet here we are. Now, celebrity housemate number eight needs a mute button. It's David Potts from Ibiza Weekender, which I've never seen, and nor do I wish to, given the level of volume on him. I don't think I could watch it for even 10 minutes. Ugh. Shut up. And please, put some pants on. You're on national television. I have never agreed so quickly with someone as I did with Sharon Osbourne, just going, oh dear. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of that special task, let's talk about it. So when Sharon first entered, she was tasked with judging her fellow housemates on first impressions. But she wasn't alone, because she was allowed to draft her fellow X Factor judge, Louis, into the fun. So she had to choose three people she believed made the worst first impression, one of which is sure to face the public vote. However, the other two will have a very memorable way of being able to save themselves from the public vote. But we'll get to that later. Let's get back to meeting our new celebrity playthings. Celebrity plaything, or sorry, housemate number nine is Levi Roots, who is a multi-hyphenate, best known for being on Dragon's Den. You know what? Levi made a really lovely first impression in his VT, and indeed on the catwalk. And I think with this fellow housemate, it's been really interesting watching the live feed today. There was a really interesting conversation about the X Factor and music between him and Louis. So I think he'll settle in well. He's already been cooking for his fellow housemates. So I think he'll become an integral part of the house. And I think it will serve him very well in doing so. But I like him a lot. Very nice first impression. Up next, it's celebrity housemate number 10. It's Zizi Mills. Now, I don't know her self-named show, but I do know of her. And I find it very entertaining that she has immediately come out the gate and just called herself polarizing. This VT is really nice. She looked phenomenal on the catwalk. And I think she's going to ruffle some feathers. Not immediately, but I think give it a couple of days and the pot will well and truly be stirred, I think. Very, very, very interesting. Next up, celebrity housemate number 11, it's Lauren Simons from The Real Housewives of Cheshire. Now, I haven't seen her season specifically, but I always love when a real housewife ends up on a celebrity Big Brother lineup. Randy was incredible. Shit, am I missing anybody else? But my point being is, Real Housewives know how to bring the drama. And I have no doubt that Lauren will manage to do that, given that one of her fun facts is that on her show, she had a storyline where she claimed to have sex with a ghost. Like, okay, we're just off to the races, are we? Her VT is fabulous. I think she's going to be a lot of fun. She's going to be rowdy. Hopefully she'll be a good match for David Potts' energy. I like her a lot. Our penultimate celebrity housemate shocked me. It's Bradley Richards from Netflix Heartstopper. So what the hell are you doing here? This is not the show for you. You were far too in your prime to be on this show. I was shook. And he seemed to be really up for the adventure, there for the party. So look, I'm excited. I'm just confused. I'm like, no, you, what? That's where we're at with Bradley being in this house. I haven't seen Heartstopper. I know that's sacrilege. I'm sorry, I'll get onto it. But I am very confused as to why he's here. Happy but confused. So there we have it. Which, my friends, brings us to our last celebrity plaything for the year. It's celebrity housemate number 13, and it's Fern Britton. She says arguably best known for This Morning. I would say arguably best known for her This Morning feud with none other than Philip Schofield, who allegedly they were in talks with. The fact that that's how shocked I am that she has walked through this door. And I know that Philip is behind a sofa somewhere, quaking that she's walked through a door. As if his life hasn't taken a downward turn enough. Now she's just walked through the Celebrity Big Brother doors, probably ready to spill about their feud. Look, I like her. I think she's very reserved so far. There was a lovely conversation between her and Ekin-Su on the live feed tonight. And I think she's got an interesting way of looking at things and she's just here for the adventure. And I love when a celebrity housemate just kind of surrenders to the experience with Celebrity Big Brother. And that seems to be where Fern is. Okay, my intrepid adventurers, now that we've met all of our celebrity playthings, let's dive into this launch twist. Now, as I said a little bit earlier, Sharon and Louis were tasked with casting some very harsh first impressions. First of all, can we just talk about the fact that Louis and his little encyclopedic brain trying to figure out who these people were was iconic. Sharon's reaction to David, Sharon's reaction to Ekin-Su. This is what we wanted them for. They gave us that kind of X Factor judging panel chaos that we wanted. This was a fabulous first mission. Seeing them shuffling around cards on a table as if they're about to form the world's next giant supergroup. But in the end, Sharon, with Louis's help, chose Gary Goldsmith, David Potts, and ZZ Mills to be the three in the ring of fire and potentially facing eviction. Now, we need to just take a moment for the hysterical moment that was when asked for a reason by Big Brother for these nominations. Louis pipes up just going, "We didn't like them," and then Sharon tries to walk it back. Who would have thought Sharon Osbourne would be the voice of reason in a moment like that? So freaking funny. Interesting, though, that Sharon was very diplomatic about it. Rather than being acid-tongued, she tried to be diplomatic about it, which I think was interesting. Because Louis was like, "I don't give a fuck. I don't like these people. I don't know who they are. I don't care." And I was like, "Oh, boy." So I think we're going to be in for some chaos with those two. And I think they're going to be very much a package deal and stuck together like glue. But I don't think that's a bad thing either. I think that's what they've been paid to do, so that's what they'll do. And then I think, depending how long Sharon is with us, we'll then get to see a separate side of Louis once she is out of the picture, if that makes sense. Because why not make the most of them together while we have them together? That's what they've been paid to do. But before we wrap up this adventure, let me give you some overall thoughts. I think for a first live launch for ITV, this was a very strong launch. Sure, a lot of people are going, about the celebrities online, but these people managed to cast a bunch of icons for civilians. So I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt for the first few days, because if they've gone to these people with money, surely they've gone to them for a reason. I'm very intrigued to see how they all mesh together as a mix. We've seen some beginnings of it. I think there are going to be certain people that rub people the wrong way. I could see David getting on a lot of nerves. I could see Lauren getting on a lot of nerves. And I could see Marissa with the singing getting on a lot of nerves, actually. I feel like a couple of days in, Sharon's going to be like, "Shut up. This isn't Broadway." I mean, time will tell. But very strong first launch. I think it was very slick. They didn't lose too much of the momentum that the pre-recorded launch gave them and just got to add the atmosphere. So bravo to ITV for doing that. But everybody's in now. Our playthings are locked away from the outside world and their journey begins. We have 3 weeks of mayhem ahead with our celebrity-shaped playthings, and that means a whole bunch of episodes for you at home. I will see you twice a week, which means our next episode is Wednesday, where we'll unpack our brand new celebrities' first few days inside Britain's most famous house. And then I'll see you again on Friday as we cover the very first eviction. It's going to be a very fun week, that's for sure. I'm so excited to see how these celebrities cope under Big Brother's watchful eye, as I'm sure you are as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate the podcast 5 stars on whatever podcasting app you are listening to us on, and share it with a friend who loves Celebrity Big Brother, because the more, the merrier on this journey. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Ross. I have been your celebrity plaything guy for this first impressions look. And if you want to share your opinion on our celebrities that may be featured in the next episode, head over to Instagram at He's Always Watching Pod and say hello. I'd love to hear your thoughts. But for now, that is all I have for you. Please take care, and remember, Big Brother's not the only one who's always watching. Glitterball Podcasts.